I began talking last week of Kinyane Shmira. Kinyane Shmira are a very, very key idea that underlies many Hilcha Shmira, even though it's not spelled out as clearly and as explicitly as I'm going to make it. There is a machlokas, major machlokas, between Tosfos and Rambam, how to become a shomer. And Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shmira brings both. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, if I am Tess, B'metziyat Tzadei Tess, Omer Rebeloza, Tanya, Itma, Kedera Shetiknu Meshicha B'lekuchos, Kach Tiknu Meshicha B'shamen. Tanya Nami Hoche, Kedera Shetiknu Meshicha B'lekuchos, Kach Tiknu Meshicha B'shamen. Now, what does that mean? The Rambam takes that exceedingly literally. The Rambam writes in Mishneh Torah, Perek Beis Hilchos Schiras Halacha Ches, Kederach Shetiknu Chol Meshich B'Lekuchos, Taknech Meshich B'Shom. Okay, what does that mean? Ha'omer L'Chavero, Shmor Lisa, watch it for me. He says, if he doesn't do a kinyan, he's not chayv. Very, very clear. I have to do a mashicha. Rambam Perish Mishnayos says the same thing. Tosfos and Bava Metziya. Sadei Testament Aleph. Says, lo his chayv bonds. Not to be chayiv and onset. Comma. Darshamachina below Mashiach, chayiv b'pshia. Says the Gemara in Hasoch Hazumna. Hanach lefon Hashamachina, vadin shamasocha, b'gnei v'aveda. So what is the goal in Chazara? Comma. The socha v'shoel, I'm a socha v'shoel, Miyad Shemashku Habahema Mishus Bailim Ain Abayim Echon Od Lachso. If I'm a Shoel or I'm a Socher and I'm getting Kinyone Tashmish, not only Shmira, then the moment I do a Mashicha, I acquired Kinyone Tashmish. And the mafkid, the owner, can't change his mind. Now, when the Rambam explains his position in Perish Mishnayos here, says like this. Ha'arba shomrim, that's shomachinim, shomasocha, shoel, the socha. Enim konim osu adover, enim konim osu adover, anit lohem lishmor, lin shechayovim bishmirosu, his chayav kol echo mehem bedina miuchorim mehem, o konim osu metalpim, and you have to make a kinyan to be kona also, and I have, and by making a kinyan, I get kinyonim shmiri, he says, I get kinyonim, los kinyonim amachayav me with what? To watch it, in Chiyav Achrayis. Very explicitly introduces an incredible idea called, I get, the Shomer gets Kinyonim. Okay. To understand this a little deeper in all of its ramifications in our sugyas. Okay. Where's the Mishnah say defiant tests? What is it? I move into your house and I take over your house. You're on vacation, I move into your house. I don't want to have to take everything out of your house. So what do? I call up someone. And I say, I want to put all the furniture and everything in this house in storage, which means I'm taking someone else to Shomer Socha. You keep it in storage. My intention is, when the person comes back, the house is empty, nothing, and then I'll tell the person in a week or two, yeah, I'm taking it out of storage, deliver it to my own house. Okay. So the company that comes up, the moving company, thinks that they're becoming Shomer Socha. On it. In reality, they're doing Kinyan Gneva. Okay. This is the case. He gave it to Bechoris Beno, he gave it, or he gave it to someone for different purposes, as if it was his, and the person makes a Kinyan on it. So there are two types of Kinyan. A person takes a Kinyan, he thinks he's paying off a debt with it, he's thinking whatever he's doing with it. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. So from here we see Tikna B'shicha B'shomer. Why? Because he told the person to become a Shomer. And what did he do to become a Shomer? He did a Kinyan M'shicha on it. And that Kinyan Mashiach is becoming a Kinyan Gzela. Okay. So you have a Goslin. So there's a whole discussion. We're showing him who's the Goslin. Okay. Goslin Meshogah is a Goslin. Goslin Meshogah is not a Goslin. You say Shlich Ledvar Averi. You don't say Shlich Ledvar Averi. Okay. That would be very interesting. Except we have another Gemara that I mentioned last time. It goes like this. I have a corral with sheep and goats and cows in the corral. And someone comes in and he kisho. That means what does he want to do? He wants to steal it. So he opens up the gate and bangs the sheep, et cetera, so to get moving out. So Gemara says he's chayev. Tosa says this legos look. It's only if his kavana was to steal it. Myri. The Mughal Rabbi Yerushalmi lo choshev lemilsa the pshita. Okay, but not hikishala abda. Let's say I don't want to steal it for myself. I just want that this person's sheep should go running all over the place. Shami says, pot. So, if you take a look in Shura ben Achaim Alevi, in two places. One, Rav Tzadik Tzadiches, he says, Left hand column, Rabbi Spiro. Hornaf Memdalit, he says it's slightly different. If you take a look in the footnote I wrote here, I said, look in the Rapayim, Chovelumazik. He also says, a Kenyan Gzela has to have a Kavanah Gzela. Wait a second. Why? Because Tosa say it's Amanas La'Abdu, not. Wait 1 second. Tosa and I intend. Tosas and Dafayin Tess has said, this Shomer, he has this moving company, they have no intention of Gzela. No intention of Gzela. So, but why does Tosas and Ayin Tess say that they are, that they're chayav for Gzela? Number one. The answer is as follows. There are two types of kinyonim. Sometimes you make a kinyan l'hischayev to make myself chayev. For instance, I decide I want to be mechayev myself to give you 100,000 shekel. So what do? I take a kinyan suder, mechayev myself. There, I'm not acquiring the kinyan suder. The whole purpose of the kinyan is to create a chayev. That's a kinyan l'hischayev. There are other kinyanim. For instance, those of you who learned the Mishnah Daf Tzadei Dalet Omer Aleph learned Master Shomer Chinam Lios Kishoa. What does it say? Vehu Shekonu Miyado. I'm a Shomer Chinam. I want to be Chayiv and Onsa, so I have to do a Kenyan. What is that Kenyan? That Kenyan I do on Kenyan Suter his Chayiv. It's a Kenyan to be Mafkia from someone's Rishos and bring it into my Rishos. When I have to buy something, what does my kinyan do? My kinyan does two something. It's hafkos rishus and achnosal rishus. And gzele requires kavana to be mafkiyad from the other person's rishus to bring it into his rishus. Now, this shomer, so what happens in a normal goslin? He's trying to make it his. I'm makfkia yours rishus. I'm trying to make it my rishus, but the Torah says it doesn't become yours. It doesn't work. But there's been a hafkos rishus and achnosel rishus. And what does the ganav get? He gets kinyone gzela. What are kinyone gzela? We have the different. There are different types of kinyonim. If I buy something, I buy this safer. I own it completely. Kinyone gzela means as follows. I get chusay tashmish. I become like a shoal. I get rights to use it. What do you mean I get rights to use it? The Gemara in Baba Kama, Tzadei Zayin Amabe, says as follows. We're stealing a ship. Let's say I steal your car. I drive around your car for 2 weeks, and I give you back your car. So you get your car back, and you say, okay, you owe me for 2 weeks' usage of the car. Do I or don't I? Morris says it goes like this. If I steal a Sfina or a car or any Kaylee, you don't have to pay. But let's say I steal your Evid and he works for me for 2 weeks and then I give you back your Evid, I do have to pay. Morris says, what's the difference? Difference is the halacha is karka v'avodim einin nigzolim. When I steal an Eved, I don't get kinyone gzele in the Eved. When I steal metaltalim, I steal your car, I steal a keli, I steal the ship, whatever it is, I get kinyone gzele. The Gemara says, since I get kinyone gzele, since I get suse tashish, during those 2 weeks I stole it, so I'm driving my own car. I give it back to you. No. By the Eved, I don't get kinyone gzele. I don't get rights to use the Eved. So I'm using your Eved. I have to pay 2 weeks worth of Eved to work for me. Those are kinyan gzele. So I took the gzele, kavanas gzele means I want to take it from you, I want to make it mine. And it doesn't become mine, but the kavanas kinyan is to take it from you and make it mine. That's fine. Okay. But in the Shomer, what is this kavana? Now here, there is a very, very fundamental machlokas. You'll get to it in exceeding detail when you get to the Suya Al-Mavav, Shomer Shemosel L'Shomer. In Gzela, there's a halacha, Hashavas HaGzela. means I take something from you. It's not in your rishus. I'm afgir from your rishus. I bring it into my rishus. And I have to give it back to you into your rishus. Hashavas aveda. When you lose something, the aveda is no longer in your rishus. Rama says on Perchah Beis Hilchos Mechira. What is my chiyuv hashav? To take it, hold on to for you, and give it back into your rishus. That is the hashav. In Shomrim, is there chiyuv hashav or not? That you'll see is most Rishonim say yes in different places, and the Tzot says makes no sense. The Shach says, of course, it's chiyuv hashav. So it says, makes no sense. Why does it make no sense? What is a shomer? If I'm a shomer for your object, is it in your rishus or not? Obviously, it is in your rishus, because we have the first Mishnah, third parak of Bar Metzias, says if you steal it, you're stealing a mishus by them, you're chayav kefal. And since you're chayav kefal, it must be rishus by them, he says. Something that's already in your Rishus Bailim, bringing it back to Rishus Bailim is not a Chiyav HaShava. Makes zero sense, he says. Like taking it from my left pocket, putting it in my right pocket. It makes no sense. But the Shach says it doesn't make sense. You take a look in the Sivas there, he disagrees. If Chaim takes the Dovah Poshet, like the Shach and the Sivas. So what do they say? The answer is Chiyav HaShava means what? I get Kinyon Eshmira. Well, I'd have to define exactly what Kinyon Eshmir are. And what do I have to do? I have to take it and I have to hand it back to you. I have to give up those Kinyonim that I have and hand it back to you. So there is a Chiyav HaShava. Why without Kinyon Eshmir, the whole idea of Chiyav HaShava in a Shomer is like the Tzosas, makes no sense. But what does Tosas say here? Nosa d'b'chores no l'balchov. I told people, look at the two Tosas. Tosas says, he's a ganav. Tiknu b'shicha b'shomer malo. Loma boilon. The question is not, imishas m'shicha m'shas malochem ischaivim kolecha kadina. Shemachinim b'pshia b'shomer socha b'gneva aveda. Shoba. Pshita. He says, certainly we believe Mishas Mashiach. That's not a question. Remember, Tosas in Bar Metzias doesn't seem to say that, but Tosas will explain it. Elomari, Iboile, Bishol, the Soch, Himotzi, Mashal, Maskal, and Mehedeb. I feel a Moshach. You need, in Shol, the Soch, you need Hatzcholos Maloch. He says, why? Nosu b'choras b'no tiktoni ha-magbiyo sho'yu mitzvus b'aylo meiz chayev mai. Lav shomer, the chayev ganev ha-mashicha shomer. Since the ganev is chayev for the mashicha of the shomer, shma mino, the mashicha gemuru hi shen yocho lachzabo. And he says, what do I say? The fact that it works for geneva means what? It works for Gneva means that I get all my kinyonim right of Bishas Mashiach. Well, what is the kinyon of a Shomer? And Tosas here says, it applies to Shomachinim too. Tosas says this, tells us as follows. You can be Chai V'chrayis without kinyon Ishmir. But there are such a thing as kinyon Ishmir. And since Kinyon Shmira, and since Mashiach of a Shomachinum is enough to make you a Ganav, it means you're getting Kinyon Shmira with a Mashiach, and then certainly that's certainly enough to be Mechayiv Yonson. There may be two reasons to be Chayiv Yonson. One reason to Chayiv Yonson is what Tostok Histalkus, or the Tafsarites, or Kinyon Shmira. So Tosas agrees there are Kinyon Shmira. And Kinyon Shmira are enough to be Mechayev. And since it's a kavanah to take away and bring it into my Rishus, it's good enough to become a ganav. Okay, it's not a kinyan hischayv, it's a kinyan liknos. Now, what are these kinyanim? So the very Reb Chaim made a very important point. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel, says like this. That if someone comes to me as a shliach of the shomer, of the mafkid, I'm a shomer, and he says, I'm sent as a shliach to pick up the pikadon. So I don't have to give it to him. I can say, lav bol dvarim didiyad. If he wants, let him pick it up himself. He calls me and tells me, I said, you want it? Come and pick it up. Then the Gemara says, but let's say I decide, he tells it to me. I say, fine, I'm going to give it to the shliach. I'm going to give it to the shliach. And I say, give this to the Bailam. So the Gemara has a shaila, 10 kisri or 10 lav kisri. If I say the words, it means be zocha in it for the Bailam or don't be zocha in it for the Bailam. Wait one second. What's the nafkamina? The very simple nafkamina. If 10 kisri and the shliach makes a kinyan on behalf of the Bailam, so, and the thing gets lost in the middle, the shomer doesn't have to pay. But if 10 lav kisri, he didn't make a kinyan on it, and it's not a kinyan for the Bailam, then who still has a kinyan shmira, the shomer still has a kinyan shmira, then something happens on the way, the shomer's chayev. What do you see from that Gemara? Very black and white. There's such a thing as kizchi. Hashavas ha-pikodin is that the shomer gives the kinyonim back to the mafkid, and he's chayv b'achrayas until he gets back. Okay. So Reb Chaim said, here, wait one second. That's very clear from here. There are kinyonim shmira. And kinyan shmira are the things that are mechayev. I have here a big shmuel. I'm getting. What did I do with it? A big shmuel. I'm getting. I thought I took it out of the bookshelf. Oh. Okay. So big shmuel and Gittin bring something. Rishkarov told him, but it's really the ideas of Chaim's. Your test. I don't see in the index. Wait one second if I can find it. Your base. Your base. Your in Simon Kuf Hey. Nira, he says in Sif Beis, in a chazina medivra gemara, we see from the gemara, here's chus lahanifkad ba'apikodin kolkach, the shoma has, ad shim tof asechur chefet shal pikodin miyodo, nas lahashiv otsu labay, the meshul nifka koach lahotsi mimenu bedin. If someone comes and says, I'm here on behalf of the baylam, and I'm bringing the, I say, no, I'll take it to the Torah, you're not allowed. Variety, the holich wanted pikodin leploni, and yochalachzav mishum the holich kisri, mishum the zochen lo laodam shelo b'fanav. If I'm zocha on it for the bialim, I can do that. He says, look, why? Well, amali hagon amiti hatzadik rabba moron shiyisro moron rabbi chazav abes nabris api divrei rambam. He says. Goes through everything. I'm holding on to it for Bailam. I have a right to hold on to it for the Bailam until the Bailam comes and I give it to them. Those are my kinyonim. Okay. This is an idea from Rav Chaim. Those are kinyonim. I get it. I hold on to it. It's birshusi to hold on to it. No. If it's Bishusi, what does that mean? Calls man, if it's Bishus, the Shomer, so why do you pay kefil to the Bailim? Because since I take it, I'm afkia it from Rishus Bailim. I bring it into my Rishus. And calls man, I'm holding on to it for the Bailim. So then, it brings it back to Rishus Bailim. Nafkimina. If for some technical reason, I'm no longer have to give it to the Bailam, then it's Bishusi. I'll give you two very, very simple cases. For instance, the Shomer. Let's example. If I get the example, show us. You have the following Shitas HaGaonim that the Rosh brings. In Socha. Ba'yiroi ba'yamotza. The big machok is shown what when you're chayev. Is if I own chometz, I have chometz birshusi. What happens if a gazlan steals chometz? Who's over in ba'yiroi ba'yamotza? The nigzal, the gazlan. One, the Ramban, and one large group of Rishonim say it has to be Sheli u'Birshusi. Another group of Rishonim say it depends if it's Birshusi. So, you have the following situation. You have a guy who gives a Jew chametz as a pikadon. And he's chayev b'yachrayis. He has kinyonei shmira, and those kinyonei shmira create a chayev achrayis. So, the Gemara says, the Jews over in Ba'yirah b'yamotzi. Oh. Why? It's all arichas. What happens if a Jew who gives another Jew chametz? Let's say I run a warehouse. What do I have? I'm a wholesaler. And my job is to take from the manufacturer, give it to the customer, and I don't own it. I'm running my warehouse, passing from the manufacturer to the store owner. The manufacturer's Jewish. I have a chiyuv achrayus on it until it gets the store owner. And I'm chayuv bnei avedim. Who's ba'iro ba'yamot, says it? The mafkid of the shomer. Any pikad, mafkid of the shomers. Now, that mafkid of the shomers, so the Shitas Hagonim says that it's not the mafkid isn't over on it. Why not? Because even though generally a pikon is bishus bailim, here not. Hakol mechtsuvin olav levaro. What is he saying? This is bishus shomer. Enichanami. On Yud Nisan, it's bishus bailim. And if someone steals it on Yud Nisan, he's chayev to who? Chayev to the bailim. Kefal. Yud Dalid Nisan in the morning. What's the halacha? Yechayev and beer chametz. The shomer is not holding on to for the bailim. The shomer has to burn it. Has to get rid of it. Ah, the shomer has to burn it. Has to get rid of it. He's not holding on to for the bailim. Ooh. That means the shomer has kinyanei shmira. And those kinyanei shmira do not include a chiyuv hashava to the bailim. So he once took it from the bailim, and now brought it b'shuso. So kol zman that he's holding on to it for the bailim, he has to give it back to the bailim, and it's b'shuso, but no. The old kinyan he made, being mafkia b'shus, and bringing it into b'shuso, so now means it's b'shus shomer. And Chometz Bishur Shomer, Lok Kinyon Ishmir, Machayev Yom Bairo Bayamotse. And if he doesn't get rid of it, he's the one who's over and Bairo Bayamotse. She does not go out in the Rosh quotes. Another example. So what do you see from the first example? Eina Chanami. It's Kinyonim. It's Hafkaz Rishus. It's Bishus Hashomer, and Chiyav Hashova is to give those kinyonim back, and because I'm holding on to it for the bailim, and I want to hold on to the bailim, and I have to give those kinyonim back, it's still Bishus Bailim Lagabe Kefal, but the moment that Chiyav Hashova is gone, I'm no longer holding on for bailim, that old kinyon kicks in, and it's Bishus Shomer, not Bishus Bailim, according to this Shitas Hagonim that the Rosh quotes. Now, there's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch that goes like this. There's a halacha called Shibudu de Rav Nosson. Shibudu de Rav Nosson says as follows. If Levi owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Reuven money, So Reuven goes straight to Levi to collect the money. He goes to Shimon and says, you're a tough guy. Levi's an easy guy. I'm gonna go to Levi and collect. It's called Shibudu de Rav Nosson. He can go to the Lova Sheni. Okay. And he has a right to go to him, and Levi has to pay Reuven. He can't say La Voltorum Didier. I never bought. No. There's a chalv straight from Levi to Reuven. Now, the Mordechai raises the following thing. What happens if Shimon owes Levi money, but Shimon has a pikudin in the hands of Levi? So he says, wait a second. There's a chiyuv hashov of Levi to Shimon, a chiyuv from Shimon to Reuven. Reuven can go collect his debt straight from Levi, number one. Number two, if Shimon doesn't want that to happen, he can't be machne to anybody, he can't be machnish, because it ain't a bishuso. So it says 0 cents that makes. Shach says perfect sense. Why? Shach says, listen, the chiyuv hashava Levi to Shimon, the chiyuv tashlum of Shimon to Reuven, so there's a chiyuv hashava of Levi straight to Reuven. Simple. Sosin makes Sosin doesn't believe in the whole chiyuv hashava here. So, but there's something deeper happening here. But let's say Shimon says, listen, I'm not interested in this. Before Reuven can get his hands on it, I'm beginning to makna this to Binyamin. Can't do it. Eino bishus. Eino bishus Reuven anymore. Which would mean, if someone comes in and steals it from Levi, he's not going to be chayav kefil to Shimon. It's not a bishus, so he can't be makna. Why not? The first Mishnah in Amavkit says that it's Bishus Vailim. That's where the Ktos keep screaming. Everything is Bishus. There's no such thing as Chiyav Hashem. The answer is very simple, says the Shach. What is this? He takes Kinyonim. It's Bishuso. But there's something that sort of brings it back to Shus Vailim. What is it that he's holding on to for the Vailim? But the moment the Shomer is not holding on to it for the Vailim anymore, the old kinyan of Hafkos Shushus Hachnos Shushomer kicks in, and not Bishus Bailim. And here, what is it? Levi is not holding on to it for Shimon anymore. Levi is now holding on to it for Reuven. So it's not Bishus Shimon anymore, because the kinyan was Mafkiya. It machnes it to Bishus Levi. And another example. So what do you have? What's this picture? Picture is a very simple picture. And there's a kinyan lahafkia, kinyan lahachnis. That's why it can come a kinyan gzela, said the Gemara Baba Kama Defiant Test. Very simple. And then, that would take it away from a shus mafkia. No, but I'm holding on to it. If I'm not holding on to it, I must mafkia it from the shus bailim. Now, let's just see a number of other ramifications of this. There's a Rambam, very strange Rambam. Give me a Rambam, Kenyan. Normally, there's a halacha. What does mechila mean? Is haknah and mechila. That's, if I want to give this, this belongs to me. If I want to give it to somebody, I have to be machneh to him, and he makes a kinyan. I can't say I'm mochalit. No such thing. What is mechila about? Mechila means you owe me 1,000 shekel. So it's a chiv you have to me. I can be mochal that, and I have a source to what? To ask you for 1,000 shekel. I can be mochel then. And then you no longer owe me the chof. Fine. Give me mochel, chiyuvim, schusim, but kinyonim are thing, the only way you can transfer kinyonim are with a kinyon or with hefker. And hefker is separate xerosakos. The Rambam writes, perkei hilchos mechira, yesh varm harbe shein tzrichim kinyon, and yikim lohem tam. Hamochel chaveru chova pikad nishiyesh lo biyado. Rambam tells me an incredible idea here. I gave you a pikadon, and once I gave you a pikadon, you did a kinyan on it. Remember, Rambam l'shitaso, you did a kinyan on it, and what do you? You have to hold on to me and give it back to me. I can be mochel the chiyuv to hold on to and give it back to me. And your old kinyan now becomes a kinyan gomor. Ram says the same thing in Parag Gimel Hilchos Chiyam Aton Halacha Beis. Mochel chay rechov. Unos no pikad, shal yom ufkenas. Stem aton yiktus bedvaram bilvad. Machila. With this, we understand a very possibly mysterious Rabbeinu Chananel in Bar Metzia, Daf Lamed Dalet, Omer Aleph. Let's see. The Gemara says, Bar Metzia, Lamed Dalet, Omer Aleph. Okay, it's Dovr Shlomo Olam, he's Machna the Kefil. Okay, what says the difference? Kaima Ba'akam. Okay, so if you're using the original Meshicha, so let's take Rashi's Mahalach, you're using the original Meshicha, so the original Meshicha you did is going to kick in later on to be Kona this a second before Kneva. Second before Kneva, so it depends. Meshich only works if it's in my Rishus, not my Rishus doesn't work. It's called Kalsa Kinyana. So says Rashi. Just the opposite says Rabbeinu Chananel. Perish Shache. My Beinayu, Ikmeinayu, who cashed the Rabzeir. Perish Lishnim Basra, the Ravad Amma, Somach Lignevel, Zaknu Yaloch. Lesla Urche Bakshi, Yahi Gizn of Lotus. Just the opposite of Rashi. What does Lishna Basra say? This is the key thing. Even though it's ba'akam, konilei do habishusei kaimid meidna di ifkin moro legabe hamachayev bishmirasa. It's in the rishus ganev. How do I know? Because that's the rishus shomer is machayev bishmir and machayev bechrayas. Ifkin moro legabe do hamachayev bishmirasa. He says very simple. The old Kenyan is gone. But I don't need the old Kenyan. How am I makne it? It's in your Bishus. I'm Ocho. Who cares where it is? The old Mashiach is gone. I'm not depending on the old Mashiach. It's in your Rishus anyway, so I say keep it. What does keep it mean? It's Bechila. That is, where does this come from? What does he say? I have Kinyan Shmira. And those Kinyan Shmira means I have to watch it and I have to give it back to you. But I made him my Kinyan, and the Kinyan was Chal already. And gave me Kinyan Shmira. The moment I'm Ocho and say, you don't have to give it back to me. You don't have to watch it anymore. Keep it. That those Kinyan now mature and develop to full Kinyanim. Exactly what the Rama says in Perek Hei Hilchos Bechira. Okay. I went through the whole Inyan of you, Kinyan Shmira. And how Kinyan Shmira play a role in countless places. Some Rishonim spell it out, some Rishonim don't spell it out, but where they do spell it out, it's convenient. Where they don't spell it out, it's under the surface. But it's working there, the idea of Kinyan Shmira, and Kinyan Shmira can sometimes, according to certain Rishonim, mature into full Kinyanim. And so then it comes out, a very, very simple thing. Have a Mishnah. This is the Shnakam and Lishna Basra. So, according to Rashi, I don't have a problem. Rashi agrees to the Rambam, every Shmira needs a Maisa Kinyan. The Rosh in Bob Metzil, Chol HaBachos, agrees with Tosis, not. But if everything depends on the original Kinyan Mashicha, and what in Lishna Kama, certainly. The Rosh Paskins like the Lishna Kama. But wait one second. This Mishnah really is not always true. Sometimes true. Why? Let's say I became a shomer without a meshicha. So how are you going to be koneh? There's no kinyan. According to the Rosh, it doesn't work. What does the Rambam say? Rashi, I don't have a problem. Rashi, every time requires a Mashiach. According to the Rosh and Tosis, it turns out that our Mishnah is talking only those types of Shomrim who have what? Who began with a Mashiach. Without a Mashiach, the Mishnah won't work. According to those Rishonim who say there's no such thing as a Shmirah without Kinyan Mashiach, without Kinyanim, so the Mishnah is always in place. Okay. Seder. Before today, I told people to look at the Gemara in Gemara Baba Kama. Thursday, Friday, this week, I'll put down the Maramakomos for next week's Shekholim.